this time with the words of my mouth, the meditations of my heart. The hearing and understanding of those present would be acceptable in your sight now and forevermore. Amen. Well, I've decided to jump back into the Sermon on the Mount, and we're working our way bit by bit through the Sermon on the Mount. We're going to skip a section, the section on prayer, particularly the Lord's Prayer, which I've covered in the past. If you want CDs with the series of sermons on the Lord's Prayer, let me know, and I can get you CDs with that. But we're moving on to the next part, which is about fasting. Now, fasting is a practice that I think a lot of us have kind of gotten away from, the notion of fasting. Has anybody here ever done a fast? No? See, we've gotten away from it. It's one of those disciplines that we are actually called to, but it doesn't get pushed a lot. Now, fasting can be one of many things. There are a number of reasons that we fast, and there are a number of ways that we fast. I don't want you all to get the idea, though, first of all, that fasting necessarily means going without food. Because let's face it, if we don't eat, we die. That's just how it is. And I understand the fact that a lot of people are required to have food, especially with some medications we may take. I remember a few years ago, I decided I needed to fast for 3 days. And I was on a particular medication at the time where it said to eat with the medication, and I got really sick. And yet I felt like I was still called to do this fast. There are a number of, you know, again, we see fasting principally as a food thing. Going without food. There are fasts where people just drink water. There are fasts where people have water and fruit juice, just liquids. There are fasts where people will add bread to that. There are fasts where people will stay away particularly from certain foods. This probably would have been something good to do before Lent to talk about, because as this time in Lent when we're asked to give something up. In a fast, we give something up for a period of time. But it's not just giving something up. There's a little more to it than just giving something up. We're busy people today. We often seem very busy. We hurry about doing this and that, and we just don't have time for things. We don't have time for things. And unfortunately, it seems that more often than not, the first thing that we cut out of our lives is God. That's probably the case. If we're very busy and, you know, we're up too late on Sunday night or Saturday night, maybe we're not going to get out of bed in time on Sunday to make it to church. Or maybe we have something else that we need to do, and the only time we can do it is Sunday morning, so we're just gonna miss church. It just seems one of the easiest things for us to give up. I had a friend who is a preacher, and I remember talking to him a long time ago when I was first considering going into the ministry, and he said to me, "You know what the worst thing about being a preacher is? I don't have time to pray." Imagine the preacher that doesn't pray, not having time to pray. Quite honestly, since I've become a preacher, I have very little time for anything else. Do we make that time? You see, when we fast, the point of the fast is not just to go without. It's not just to make a sacrifice, but the point of the fast is to get a little bit closer to God, to take some time to get closer to God. So if, for example, you are fasting, and let's just say that it's a fast from food for the sake of something to talk about, the time that you would be having your meal is time that you should be with God, either in prayer or studying scripture. And the fact is that fasting, in fact, one of the first references to fasting is in the book of Leviticus in chapter 16, verse 29. It says, "This is to be a lasting ordinance for you. On the 10th day of the 7th month, you must deny yourselves." That's the first talk of, you know, one of the first talks of fasting in scriptures. It doesn't use the word fasting, it just says deny yourself. And when we go into Lent, that's what we're doing, is we're finding that thing to deny ourselves. But it's oftentimes not that we're just, sometimes that's all we're doing is denying ourselves. We're not adding that time with God. For example, if you give up chocolate at Lent, you don't spend the time that you would be eating chocolate praying extra. Unless, of course, maybe you're just sitting there saying, "Please, Lord, I want some chocolate." I did a fast for a while. I think it was 3 days back when we were considering planting the church. And I was taking that medication at the time. I knew I could not go without food for 3 days. even if it was with water. I needed more than that. I gave up television. I sat down and I looked. Well, first of all, I was watching way too much television as it was. I'm not watching as much anymore. But I sat down and figured out when it was I would be watching television for those 3 days. And I spent that time praying and reading the Bible and getting closer to God and farther away from the television. I denied myself the TV, which was a big deal, because I would have spent those 3 evenings sitting there in front of the television, not getting anywhere in life, but instead I spent that time praying and reading scripture for a particular purpose, for the coming of the church. You see, when we fast, we need to fast for something. We should be fasting for something. We should have a goal in mind, but we need to remember as we are fasting, as we are spending time with God, as we are getting closer to Him, the fact that we're fasting is not a guarantee that our prayers will be answered the way we want. We don't get to strong-arm God into anything. We don't get to push Him around. There's no guarantee that our prayers are going to turn out the way we want them. And if we're perfectly honest with ourselves, maybe it's not always a good idea that our prayers would be answered the way we want them anyway. But it helps us to focus on whatever that thing is. Perhaps you have a loved one that you want to give the opportunity to introduce Christ to. Maybe fasting would be a good way to do that, to spend some extra time in prayer and some extra time in studying the scripture to help you get closer to God so that you could have an opportunity to introduce God to that person. Spend that time denying yourself to show God how important this is to you. Surely there is something in your life that important. The scripture lesson from the Sermon on the Mount concerning fasting is in chapter 6, verses 16 through 18. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men that they are fasting. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what you do in secret, will reward you. You see, a lot of times we would have fasted when we were grieving. And it's okay to show that you're grieving when you're grieving. But when you are denying yourself this thing, you can't sit there and say, look at me and what I'm doing. There had developed a tradition in Jesus' day, and actually before Jesus' day, that when you were fasting or when you were denying yourself, you would cover yourself in ashes, so that people knew you were up to something. And this was the same kind of thing you would do, particularly when you were grieving for someone, for the loss of someone, when your heart was aching so terribly. And then people could give you sympathy and comfort you and say, is there anything I can do for you? And maybe bring you a casserole. Because they could tell something was up and something was the matter. But what Jesus is saying is, I'm sure he wasn't telling people to stop mourning, but he was telling them to not make a public display of what they were doing. And we do that sometimes during Lent, don't we? Hey, I gave up what's it for Lent. What about you? We try to outdo each other sometimes. But when you're fasting, maybe it's between you and God what you're fasting for. It may be a good idea, though, to have a trusted friend or two with you. Perhaps to speak to someone and say, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Would you do this with me? And maybe that time spent denying yourself and spending more time in prayer and spending more time reading scripture and getting closer to God, you can do it with somebody else too. You can pray together. You can read together. You can do a devotion together. Something like that without being a public spectacle. Woe is me, I'm going without food. And I'm doing it for all of these reasons. When we start doing that, we lose the focus. We are no longer fasting. Jesus tells a parable in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14. To some who were confident of their own righteousness, he looked down on and looked down on everyone else. Jesus told this parable. 2 men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself. God, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers, evildoers, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get. But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. It's just as we talked about previously about giving to the needy. There are things, there are acts we should do in private. We should not call attention to ourselves. We should not do it for that reason. Maybe not deny it if we are accused of doing good deeds, but not to seek out the recognition. God wants us to be closer to Him. God wants us to talk to Him. He wants us to understand Him. He wants us to hear Him when He talks to us. And sometimes we're just too busy. But when we take the opportunity to deny ourselves something and spend more time in prayer and reading the Scripture and getting closer to God, we'll hear Him. We will find what it is we seek, a thing we may be looking for. I want us in the course of this week to fast, not for the whole week, but to deny yourself something. Maybe not for the whole week, not for 3 days, but something once. Think about what you can deny yourself, and think about what it is you want to seek from God. There must be something. And when that time comes, and you deny yourself that thing, whatever that thing may be, it needn't be food, just so we're clear on that. It needn't be a meal. But when we're in the process of denying ourselves that thing, spend that extra time in prayer. Spend that extra time reading Scripture. Spend that extra time getting closer to God. If you find yourself able to do this, you'll be better afterward. You will be better for the experience, whatever that thing you deny yourself. Maybe not by the fact that you denied yourself that thing, but you'll be better for the fact that you spent that much more time with God. And you might only be that much better, but it's still better, is it not? Amen.
This program has been copyrighted under the Creative Commons Attributes Non-Commercial Share Alike License. For additional information about Faith Community Christian Church or to contact Pastor Colin, please visit our website at www.faithc3.org.
Well, the benediction is the good and final word, and we put that at the end so you don't miss what came in front of it. And the good and final word for us, believe it or not, is going to be denial, fasting. I'm serious about giving something up this week, but not just giving it up, but picking something else up in its place, that time with God. If you're having trouble thinking about what to give up, if you gave up something for Lent, maybe it should be that. It needn't be a day. It needn't be 3 days. It needn't be the whole week. It needn't be a month and a half. Maybe just one time. See what happens. You'll be better for it. This service is over. Your service may now begin. Go from this place and be blessed. Amen.